Pam Perry with Hillsborough Animal Services is leading me through kennels to meet a select group of pit bulls called Pit Bull Ambassadors. Their mission? To convince more people to love pit bulls and to take them home.
We're accomplishing changing the image of the breed, changing people's minds about the breed. It's about changing people's stereotype that these are bad dogs. They're great dogs. They're not bad dogs.
As we make our way through the shelter, someone opens a cage and leads out a handsome, silver, full-blooded pit bull.
Tank is one of our brand new, this is actually be his first night in class. He's an animal cruelty case that we got custody of. So he's putting some weight on and getting his hair back in.
Perry calls pit bulls special needs dogs. She says they're far more likely to be abused than other breeds.
They're put in situations such as dog fighting. They're tethered out. They're improperly housed. They're bred and sold.
At the back of a parking lot behind the shelter, class is in session for the pit bull ambassadors.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, and halt.
Dog trainer Victoria Parker is leading a group of several volunteers. They each have a pit bull on a leash, and the metal pinch collars jingle as they trot around in a circle.
Right now, we're just kind of socializing them. This is why we're weaving. And we'll be going through basic commands, sit, down, sit, stay, down, stay, greeting a stranger, and just being able to be next to each other without, you know, being distracted.
There are 12 kennels that are available for the pit bull ambassadors. These dogs are safe. They won't be euthanized and will be housed and trained until they're adopted. But Perry says adoptions are not easy.
You know, a lot of good people come in here and want to adopt our pit bull ambassadors, but then they find out that their landlord won't let them have them.
The dogs all seem to be staying calm and enjoying the exercise. Even Tank, the abuse custody case, who's having his first night of training, he's being handled by volunteer trainer Teresa Daly.
With him, we have to take it slow so that he can build his confidence and know that everything's going to be okay.
Yes, good boy.
Volunteers like Teresa spend many hours every week working with the dogs and then spend their weekends taking the pit bulls to Christmas parades and other events where they'll meet people who might want to adopt them. I asked Teresa why she does it.
Sorry, I'm going to get emotional. Because I love this breed, and they have such a bad reputation. I think that they're incredibly intelligent dogs. They learn very quick, as you've seen what I've accomplished with him at his first night at class. They're very loyal. They're very loving dogs. And I love the playful side of them. I don't know if you've ever seen a bully smile. what dog can you get all of that, you know, wrapped up into one personality?
The Pit Bull Ambassadors Program has adopted out 100 dogs since it started in April of last year. And Perry points to the Center for Disease Control and the American Veterinary Medical Association, who both defend the pit bull breed on their websites and caution against any breed-specific regulations. But she knows the stigma runs deep. Most people will not be convinced until they actually get to know one. So the Pit Bull Ambassadors still have a lot of work to do. Robin Sessingham, WUSF 89.7 News.